Hey guys, Ellie here. Today I am going to talk to you, share with you a couple thoughts about this body positivity movement. It seems to have a few different dimensions that I wanted to talk about. Body image has always been a stressful and sensitive topic for most women. We are bombarded daily with ridiculously unrealistic ideas about how we should look, how we should act, be, how we should smell. One of my favorite comedians, Eliza Schlesinger, has this joke about how when women go out at night, there's only 4 minutes in the entire evening when her brain isn't telling her to adjust something, right? It's like your skirt, your hair, your bra, your makeup, something is on your mind and you literally can't relax. Our obsession with appearance, or more specifically, how the world perceives us, runs so deep that it's completely automatic and subconscious. As with anything that gets pushed too far and eventually breaks, women are fighting back and we are telling the world what's up. Now, I totally agree that individuals of all shapes and sizes and colors should be equally and fairly represented in the media. And maybe even more importantly, marketed to without shaming. But I have seen a pretty ugly side to what is otherwise a well-intentioned movement. For me, body positivity is both an inside and an outside job. We must work to accept both ourselves and others around us for the physical state that we're currently in, no matter what is happening. Everyone's life has seasons. We ebb and we flow, and sometimes health and wellness are going to take a back seat to other priorities, and that is totally okay. We have to be really careful not to let ourselves become victim to this notion that our worth is somehow tied to our weight or our appearance. We are not a better person for being thin or in shape. All of our problems will not magically melt away when the scale hits a certain number. And most importantly, being in shape does not make one more deserving of love and acceptance. We all deserve love exactly as we are. The ugly part of this movement is that I think some people have taken their love of exactly the way they are as an excuse not to exercise and to eat food that is not nutritious. I totally respect someone who isn't interested in changing their weight, as long as they are taking care of themselves. Movement for movement's sake and consumption of healthy food are both actions of self-love. Movement and diet without the desire to modify an unideal body is an act of radical self-love in a world that is constantly telling us to be someone else's definition of perfection. It seems to me that an unhealthy and sedentary lifestyle only supports this ugly notion that there's only one correct way to be. Instead, I think honoring yourself and your body by treating it in a loving way, in spite of the rules that your body might break, I think that's the most effective way to dismantle these conventions. I want you to repeat after me. I love myself as I am, and I show my body love by taking care of it and respecting it. I am strong. I am resilient. I am unapologetically me. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this subject and your reaction to these little nuggets that I've provided for you today. So please leave a review or a voice message. Thanks for listening.